Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from New York Opinion Research. Okay, today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Would you have a few minutes to participate, sir?
Sure.
All right. First question, what is your zip code? To make sure you know we're talking to the right people.
That would be 12783.
Okay, thank you. All right, man, sir, and are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are not registered?
Yes, I am registered.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right, and what is your year of birth?
95.
All right. All right, sir, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Okay. So be Mexican American, like a Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Central American, or South American?
I guess Chicano.
Okay, Chicano. All right, so I just ask you, what do you consider yourself to be your race?
Native American.
Native American, okay. All right. All right, so then what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A little bit of college.
Be some college but no degree or associate degree?
No degree.
No degree, okay. All right, so then for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I'd rather keep that to myself.
Okay. All right, sir, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote on the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or probably not, or definitely not voting?
I will be voting.
Okay. All right, sir, and how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election? The scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
I'll give it about 8.
About 8? Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where, 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I don't know. I feel more like a 6.
6, okay. All right, sir, and please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right, sir, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Okay, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, would that be matters a lot, matters somewhat, or does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Matters a lot. Okay, elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the State House, the Senate. Matters a lot, somewhat, does not matter, or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Matters a lot. Okay, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Somewhat matters.
Someone matters. Okay, and protecting gender equality.
Matters a lot.
Matters a lot. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And we know, people get busy when it comes, when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. It is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
If it's convenient, I will vote.
Okay, it's convenient. Okay, what about the election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
The same, if it's convenient.
If it's convenient, okay. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
I will vote.
Would that be nothing will stop you, or probably?
Probably.
Okay. All right, and protecting gender equality.
Probably I will vote.
Probably will vote. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but it's November 2024 election for president will held today. And would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or someone else? Or would you not voting, or undecided, or some other option?
Undecided.
Undecided. All right, sir. But if you have to choose, from whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, Democrat, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another independent third party, or would vote for another political office but not president? Or will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
That's a tough one.
Yes, sir.
I guess, I don't know, another independent runner, probably.
Okay, another independent. All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or third party or independent candidate? Or are still undecided, or would not vote?
No, still undecided.
Still undecided. All right, sir. But if you had to choose, from whom would you vote? Would that be the Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, or third party independent candidate?
I think the independent candidate.
Independent. Okay. If you knew that, protecting LGBTQ rights was the ballot, on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated?
I guess somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay. All right, sir. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Proposition 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Some.
Some. All right, sir, here's the text on Proposition 1. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November, okay, adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Okay, if yes, vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. If no, a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided on that. Okay. All right, sir. But if you have to choose, how would you vote? Would you vote yes, no, or will not vote on that?
Will not vote on that.
Okay. All right, sir. Based on your read of this statement, do you think this statement would give voting rights to immigrants, protections for abortion into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, strengthen voting rights protections, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender. You can check all that apply, okay, on those that I read to you.
That was quite a long list.
Okay, first we're giving, you know, give voting rights to immigrants. Put protections for abortion into the state constitution. Prohibit housing discrimination. Prevent discrimination based on age. Remove parents' rights over their children, you know, medical decision. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Strengthen voting rights protections. Put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution. Or provide protections on the basis of gender. You can check all that apply.
Protections on immigration protections.
Okay.
Also abortion rights.
Okay. You say abortion, right? Abortion. Put a protection for abortion into the constitution. Okay.
I think
the other one, prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, strengthen voting rights protections, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, or provide protections on the basis of gender.
Housing discrimination.
Okay, housing.
Discrimination on age.
Okay.
And to remove parents' rights? Is that the thing
right
going on?
Over their children's medical decisions.
No. Okay, so yeah, everything before that I apply, and that's about it.
Okay, so strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disability? All of them?
Yes.
Okay, strengthen voting rights protections. Put LGBTQ protections into state constitution?
No, I probably would not check those at this time.
Okay. What about provide protections on the basis of gender?
With the way it sounds, it does. I would not check that.
Not right.
Oh,
no. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, knowing that this is amendment, okay, we'll put protections for abortion into the state constitution. Would you identify, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you still undecided?
Probably vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. All right, sir, now compared to voting, you know, for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on, you know, Proposition 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, and that is, you know, somewhat or much or more or less motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Somewhat motivated, okay. All right, so then, next I'm going to read to you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you strongly disagree and 10 means that you strongly agree, okay? Everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from. Would you strongly disagree or strongly agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
7.
7. Okay, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Again, 7.
7. Okay, yeah, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care from 0 to 10.
4.
4, okay. All right, so everyone is, everyone regardless of gender or sexuality should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
Eight,
okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
8.
Defending our personal freedoms include the right to get an abortion from political attacks. It is a top priority.
8.
It is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out, you know, some groups.
8.
Okay, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing the gender without their parents' consent.
children
should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without, you know, their parents' consent.
8.
Okay, and the last one says everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their culture, background, and or place of birth.
1, please.
Everyone deserves to, the chance to thrive no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
Oh, okay, I understand now. 9.
9, okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, we're almost pretty much towards the end, okay, only a few minutes, we'll be done with this survey. Okay, I really appreciate your time, sir. Okay, here's a short statement about Prop 1, okay. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. It is a movement, it's a moment in time where when we are seeing state governments and courts walk, you know, right to, backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protections for New Yorkers, prohibiting discrimination based on persons' ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Okay, hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this statement, on this amendment, or are you undecided still, or would not vote?
Undecided still.
Undecided. Okay, so and, but if you had to choose, how would you vote? Would you vote yes or no, or will not vote?
I will not vote.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. So really, over the course of the survey, okay, sometimes, you know, things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, okay? But once again, if you may know there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, other state and local offices this November, how likely are you to vote on upcoming November 24 elections? Would that be almost certain, probably 50-50, or probably not, or definitely not?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. All right. All right, sir. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing? Okay, even if neither is exactly right. Statement A says this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. it would strip parents, you know, of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operation without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make, you know, will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. That's a statement A. Okay, statement B says these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender affirming care. And this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Okay, which statement is closest to your opinion? Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Or statement B, much more.
I guess statement A, somewhat more.
Somewhat more. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And, next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said, you know, they are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1, Proposition 1. For each, please rate me the statement on 0 to 10, with 10 means that you think it's extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Proposition 1. 5 means it's, you think it's somewhat motivating, and 0 means it's not motivating at all, but you can use any number. Okay, now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights of abortion in our state. So we don't leave our abortion rights up to, you know, whims out of touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York, you know, in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the rights of abortion in our state constitution is a permanent layer of protection we need to stop these bills from passing. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or extremely convincing from 0 to 10?
Extremely convincing.
What number would you give it? All the way to 10 or 9, 8? I mean...
about 8.
About 8, okay. All right, sir. Now, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights of abortion in our state. So we don't leave it up to the whims of out of control, out of touch politicians who could easily roll back up abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights of abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that needs to be, you know, to stop from being happening. Would you say that's not all motivated, somewhat, or very extremely motivated? But you can give it any number.
I would say a 7.
7. Okay, so extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they come into power. In this election, which would impose their, you know, white nationalist agenda on our state? They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the, you know, legality of sex change marriage, the same sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in the New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. Would you say that's not motivating somewhat or extremely motivated from 0 to 10?
Yeah, 7.
7. All right, sir, and the last one said the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections, you know, directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders in the government officials using their position to power to take advantage and discriminate against New Yorkers. Not motivating, somewhat motivating, or extremely motivating.
Eight.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. All right, sir. And sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, things change. It's okay if you did not. But once again, okay, here is the next one, proposition number one, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Okay, if the yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the state, in the New York state constitution, a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today and you had to vote a yes or no on this amendment, are you or you are still undecided or would not vote?
Yes, I am undecided, but if I have to vote,
would that be a yes or a no, sir?
A yes.
A yes, okay. All right, sir, and after reading all this information, okay, are you more or less likely to go to vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state and local offices and ballot issues than, you know, than you were in, at the start of the survey? And is that somewhat or much more or less likely?
Much more.
Much more likely, okay. All right, sir, how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can pick any number of motivation?
8.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you consider yourself to be a heterosexual, straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. All right, sir, and are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent, okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent, or student?
Full-time.
Full-time. All right, sir, and then that, last year, that is 2023, what was your family, total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
That's total before taxes?
Yes, sir. Family income from all sources before taxes, yes. Your best estimate.
Oh, I don't have the number off the top of my head. Best estimate, I want to say it's 80,000.
Okay, I have 75,000 to 85,000.
I would agree.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time. I know it was a long survey, but I really appreciate your time, okay? You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.